I'm pleased to have in the studio with us two people who I know you'll enjoy talking to. One is the Children's Museum's own Zaina Ruiz, who's here. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
And you have done so much in terms of programming here at the Children's Museum. And just, I hate to say risky, but just doing things I think that are not expected and different and unusual. Very thoughtful, just
Thank
helping
you.
Us
That's
think more.
That's a total compliment.
And you've brought a little friend here with you today.
I have.
And this is Mirav Kamel. Did I do that right? Mirav Kamel.
That's great.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hi. So I'm Mirav Kamel. It's like the Hebrew accent of saying it. I'm an artist and a teacher. I work in my art. I'm from Tel Aviv originally. In my art, I do mostly paintings, drawings, and soft sculptures, and like installation. And I work sometimes with Khalil Balabin. He's my partner, and sometimes we work alone.
Now, so do you live in Pittsburgh now?
Or? No, I'm from Tel Aviv.
Okay, so you're...
Yeah, I was born in Tel Aviv and I live there.
And still continue to live there. When did you know that you loved art?
Mm.
When you were growing up, did you like to draw when you were little?
Yeah, I think like since almost ever. I don't know. I mean, when I was 10 years old, I really like drawing, and my grandpa, I found the afikoman. It's like in Pesach for...
The afikoman, when you find the matzah at the end of the Seder.
Exactly.
It's, yeah. And if you've been to a Seder, you probably know this. You, at the end, it's a tradition to hide the half of the last piece of matzah, and you go and you look for it, and often... You get a prize. If you find it, did you get a prize?
Yeah. So I got an amazing prize from my grandfather. He bought me this oil paint box, like very serious one. And I just started drawing, like painting seriously, like passionately.
That must have...
In the balcony, on the porch, yeah. I had this Van Gogh book and I was doing copies. And I was crazy about him and was like pouring turpentine all over me.
that was
the best way to learn.
You must be able to remember that like it was just yesterday, the smell of the paint and getting out there and doing it. So did you end up going to college or what, as you grew up, tell me more about how your life evolved and how you became the artist you are today.
So afterwards I studied art in high school. I was very bad in all of the other professions, actually. I mean, I never know if I'm good at art because I just really loved it from beginning and didn't put effort in any other thing, or that I do it because I cannot do anything else, like beside teaching. And then I went to Bezalel Academy of Art in Jerusalem, which was a great time, and I love Jerusalem, though it's like a crazy city.
Now, have you traveled extensively as an artist? Have you... done much work in the United States, for example?
I exhibited like a few months ago in Miami at Untitled Art Fair together with Khalil Balabin and Shai Azulai, which is another Israeli great painter. And yeah, beside that, we did have like a show in Berlin and this thing in Stockholm. But yeah, we didn't go there, fortunately. So, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you are here. And Zaina, the reason that Mirav is here in part is due to the Fine Arts Residency. Now, Fine is F-I-N-E. It's a play on words with the Fine Foundation, but it's a special artist residency that's held here at the Children's Museum. And can you explain a little bit about how this program works overall?
Of course. So the Fine Art Residency, so FINE, stands for Fresh, Innovative, Nonstop Expression.
I never knew that.
Yeah. And
Fresh, Innovative, Nonstop Expression. Is it still made possible by
it is
the
still
Fine
made,
Foundation?
Yep.
Okay, I got that part right.
So
that's very clever. You name the program after the foundation.
No. You know, we try. So the program began in 2009, and so we are in our ninth year. And since I've been overseeing the program, we've had a few international artists. Mirav is one of them. Not last December, but a couple Decembers ago, we had Thelma Schutz, who's also from, she was from Jerusalem. And we had, I don't know if you remember, Veronica Simmons from Canada. She did her program Bradio. So we've had some really wonderful internationals come through. But for the most part, our artists have been local. And it's an opportunity to really show how the artist's conceptual process and their technical processes from the art studio, how it translates to a more public engaged space. So artists are trained to talk about their work with audiences of all ages and all abilities. And this, the hope is that, you know, conversations come about through the art making. And it's wonderful to have this partnership with Classrooms Without Borders and bringing the Israeli artists through, because this is, you know, we're bringing cultures together, and it's a chance for families to actually talk with somebody who is from a different space.
Yeah, we hear about the Middle East all the time and you maybe have never met anybody from that part of the world, even though you've probably heard about it all your life. And while one person cannot possibly represent an entire region, at least you can get started by meeting somebody, which is another reason why you might want to interact with Mirav Kamel. And tomorrow is a chance to do that. Can you describe what is going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are going to do like this. We're working on, we already started working on this huge soft sculpture, like a doll. And each participant will come and pick a note of one body part from this bowl. And then he or she gonna sew it in fabric, and we're gonna put them all together into this weird body that doesn't make any sense. We already started. It looks amazing, I think, the beginning, right?
How big is it? Is it the size of a regular person, or is it even bigger?
We don't know yet, because it depends. It's like really, really improvised and depends on the people who will come. And
so you might give me something while I know that it's an arm or part of the body, and then I can decorate it with fabric.
Participants will actually create the body part. So
Ooh.
They'll draw, say you picked an arm, they'll draw out the arm on fabric, cut it out, and sew it together and stuff it.
Like a tiny pillow, but it's actually a doll. So
And then the smallest of the visitors have the opportunity to arrange the body parts in however they choose. Right now, we've got some interesting things going on with noses. Lots of noses.
Oh yeah. I think it's maybe my Jewish nose that gave them the inspiration.
Lots of noses. Have you been doing this throughout the week too, or have you been working with children over the last few days?
Yeah, I did, and also with adults, with the art teachers and teaching artists. And
how nice! I haven't had a chance to go and take a look yet. so I imagine this is in the art studio here at the museum. What a neat idea! So you mentioned oil painting before. This is more sculpture, work in fabric. Is that your primary medium these days, or what work are you most associated with these days?
So my work, my collaboration with Khalil is mostly associated with these fabric sculptures, and we do them like, it is kind of collages, like each one does a different body part, and that's what brought the idea for this workshop also. But also I'm doing mostly drawing, I think that, yeah.
You just reminded me of something. I don't know if Ricky can hear me now or not. And great art and artists inspire memories or ideas. And one of the coolest art exhibits we ever saw involved fabric dolls that were made by an artist. And one thing, she's nodding her head, Ricky remembers. One of the neat things about it was faces were projected onto the face of a doll. So the doll's face was, you know, more or less featureless, but an LED projector projected a face onto the face of the doll, and it talked at you. So cool. You had this, I can't remember the name of the artist, and I doubt Ricky can either, but it was really, I think it was at the Hirshhorn, and it was really, really fun to see that. And in some ways, I the human form like that, and then being able to improvise as you're doing, it just makes me think of that. It's going to be kind of fun to see what people come up with. And also just the sizes of these dolls, what they're going to look like.
Yeah, some of the visitors, they'll pull a leg and they make the leg, but it's 3 inches tall. And so it's like, oh, this tiny little leg. but then, there's a mouth, or no, we haven't got any mouths.
We have one. Oh, it's the first one, yeah.
Well, anyway, but then other body parts are really huge. So this just, there's no real scale that we're telling them to work from. So it's some people are making very tiny things, and some people are ambitious and want to go big.
Oh, and so you could end up having something just made from whatever you happen to have. I really like this idea because you can also get involved at the micro level, making the precision portions of this, or you can be more involved at a macro scale by just putting parts together. So it means everybody can find joy in it. Now, what are the hours where people can get involved and take part in working right alongside of Merav?
So Merav will be in the art studio from this Sunday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then on Thursday, actually, she'll be there a little longer. She'll be there the whole day till 5. And the 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Section is through, because that's the launch of Remake Learning Days. Her program will be a part of that.
Ricky just found the dolls she wanted you to...
I think I saw them, like, only in the internet, but I didn't notice.
Yeah, Tony Orsler is artist. Do you know that artist?
Yeah, he's a great one, yeah.
By any chance, and they're called Video Dolls, and they show one as saying, I'm going to close my eyes and wait for you to leave. And the other one says, shut your face. but I'll post that link on our Facebook page in case you're curious about it too. And I'll also post a picture of Merav and Zaina so you can see them both. And Sunday through Thursday next week, and you can find more information at pittsburghkids.org. This is all happening at the Children's Museum. For somebody who feels he or she is not artistic or cannot take part in creating something, do you have any advice?
What pops up in my mind? I'm in America, so like, just do it.
Yeah.
But it's stupid, so...
No, and so
smart in the same... Yeah, exactly. no, but I think just... I was doing this workshop yesterday to this elementary school, which I forgot his name.
It was South Allegheny Elementary. Yeah,
exactly. And I was doing this workshop of drawing your hand from looking. And I've talked to them about that drawing from looking, but basically like any artistic practice, it's for me, it's like riding bicycles for the first time. So like at first you're looking like intensively like on your legs and on the ground, and because you're like super scared that that you won't be managed to go.
So it takes practice and doing it more so that you get better at it.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, it's more about like the eyes, like that you need to look at like where you want to go. So like when you're drawing, you don't need to look at the paper necessarily. Like look at what you're drawing, at where you want to go. Or if you want to draw like your emotions or I don't know, whatever. So be like in the experience and not necessarily in like the material, because it's like the intelligence of our hands, of our body, and just let it be and move by itself and not to try to control it. I think that the moment we try to control our hands, we're doing it wrong. So yeah.
That's beautiful advice. And that is the voice of Merav Kamel. And she'll be here tomorrow, Sunday, through Thursday at the Children's Museum. What are the hours again, Zaina?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So you'll get a chance to see her. We just have another minute or two. Is there anything we may have missed? Is there a website where people can see your art?
Yeah, there is a website of me and Khalil. It's khalilandmerav.weebly.com. Okay. We haven't paid for domain yet. Yeah, and I want to thank Zaina and Classroom Without Borders and Fine Foundation. Yeah, it's been amazing, Zaina. You're wonderful. And aww, everyone I met, and Melissa and Sipi. And yeah.
Well,
it's been a very great experience.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And City of Asylum also, right?
Yeah,
plenty
of Asylum.
Amazing
people.
A big
shout out to them. They're housing Merav during her stay here in Pittsburgh, so don't want to forget them.
Oh, that's terrific. And it's all part of the Fine Arts Residency here. And again, I hope you get a chance, 10 to 3, starting tomorrow, Sunday, through Thursday the 17th, and you'll get a chance to interact. Thank you so much
for being
with us. That's Zaina Ruiz along with Merav Kamel, and you can get more information at pittsburghkids.org.